You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Have you heard of the Bay Islands before? Well, they are a little-known archipelago of over 70 islands and cays off the north coast of Honduras. Just three are populated, the largest of which is called Roatan. Hi, I'm Chris Robinson, and welcome to the Travel Show, and welcome to the up-and-coming Central American destination of Honduras. Roatan combines laid-back, toes-in-the-sand beach bumming with spectacular scuba diving. Mainland Honduras adds Mayan ruins, undisturbed rainforest, unique indigenous culture, and colourful wildlife. It all adds up to a very different holiday experience. Roatan has long been known to divers as one of the top dive destinations anywhere in the Caribbean, but it's now being discovered by non-diver vacationers looking for somewhere a little different, a little more off the beaten track, yet with all the convenience of direct flights and all-inclusive resorts. Air Transat offers non-stop flights and feature a range of accommodations offering kickback and relax all-inclusives, dive packages, beach and water sports, and many restaurant choices. Susan Koyman is business development for Air Transat, the country's leading tour operator and the vacation company that really has led the way to making this destination so accessible to Canadians. So, to find out more about Roatan and also some very practical ways to get there, let me turn to my longtime friend here on the Travel Show and welcome back to the Travel Show, Susan.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Chris. It's great to be back and talking about a destination that I absolutely love. And I'm really happy that I got to visit about a year ago and that we can actually share it with everybody out there today.
Well, that's wonderful because Roatan really is a little different to most of Air Transat's other destinations.
Well, it sure is. As much as it's different, it's really becoming the more popular spot as well. So I can tell you that we have a large repeat clientele that keep going back to the Roatan area because it does offer so much diversity. So if you're into diving, I mean, this is the place, right? Snorkeling, marine life. It has beautiful, you know, really cool bars and areas, lots of great excursions, laid back locals, and they're really there welcoming everybody. This is the third most beautiful island, according to TripAdvisor.
Wow. And that's, of course, based millions of people's views.
That's right.
So, okay. So I think for our listeners, we should pinpoint exactly where we are on the map.
So Honduras is in Central America, right, between Nicaragua and Guatemala. Roatan is the largest of the Bay of Islands, which is 56 kilometers of northern coast in Honduras in the warm waters of the Caribbean. So the island is nearly 50 kilometers long with less than 8 kilometers wide at its widest point. Mm-hmm. So visitors really can experience everything from the flat sandy beaches, the rocky volcano rocks, the mangroves, lush forest valleys, and of course the rainforest covered hilltops.
Beautiful. Now, how do we actually get there?
Well, of course, on the number one leisure airline in North America, Air Transat, we are really pleased to fly there with an extended program through to the summer this year. So we can get you there from Toronto and from Montreal. We go weekly from both. And it's a nice direct flight. There's no connections, which is nice. And it's, you know, depending if we're there from Montreal or from Toronto, it's anywhere from 5.5 to 6 hours. And like I said, onboard Air Transat.
Fantastic. It's a very safe travel destination, too. There's a very warm welcome from the friendly, educated people on the island.
Well, very, very much so. And, you know, the other great part is we also have our Air Transat reps on location. They're there to meet you at the airport. They take you to your hotel and they're there to help you with anything that you might need assistance with.
And, of course, that's just part of the Air Transat experience because you have some great resort options on the island.
We have a lot of resort options, you know, and just to name a few, of course, today, I'd like to get into a few of them, tell you guys the great qualities and what we have to offer. We're family friendly. We've got some great stuff for everybody, which is nice, too. We have a more luxurious property. And like I said, I was actually there to go see them. So I was quite excited about that as well. Okay,
well, let's start with the one that's named after a famous pirate who used the island as a base.
Right. So the Henry Morgan Hotel and Beach Resort, and it is very lively. It's got a great beach area. I was at the pool trying to figure out what's going on, where is everybody, but they're all down at the beach. It's a beautiful, beautiful hotel that is really well run. You know, it doesn't have a lot of frills, but it's clean, and the rooms have been refreshed recently as well. And it only has like 140 villas, rooms within the balconies there. They also have the terrace and hammocks. So what really makes this great is that it's not a large resort.
Right.
And sometimes that's hard to find, right? So it's also part of the Transat Solo Collection. So that's a big thing, because that means you can go to this resort at any time that we offer it, and we will not charge you a single supplement based on availability. So that means we're not going to charge you almost double to go to this resort by yourself.
That's great if you're a single. And we're right on the western tip of the island here, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and this has all-inclusive, right? It's got all your drinks, your snacks, your transportation back and forth at the airport. And it's exclusive to Transat. I think it's very important as well. And it also accommodates a family of five or more. So you've got those families with three kids or whatever. You might be bringing a multi-generational family. Yeah. Who knows what's happening. And it really does have some great offerings for families with babysitting, which would be an additional cost, but they have it as well.
Fantastic. Now, the Media Luna Resort really does sound wonderful.
Right. So that is completely on the opposite side. So that is actually about 15 minutes from the airport as well, but it's on the eastern part of the actual island. Yep. And I was also there too, and this is a four-star hotel. And I know there's been a lot of different commercials shot there as well, even for Transat. And it's a beautiful, beautiful resort. It's quieter. It's much smaller. It's a more of a boutique feel to it. Mm-hmm. And it's 126 comfortable rooms. Of course, with balconies, terraces, and again includes your breakfast, lunch, dinner, your snacks. And the food there is really great. It's very fresh. The beer is great, nice and cold. And the service is great there too. So they have, you can get a la carte dinner there once a week, which is great. So that means you can order off a menu for no extra charge. The buffets are really nice and always well stocked and well run too.
And just like the Henry Morgan, it's got a paddy scuba diving center.
It does. It definitely does. And that's really important as well, because a lot of people do like to go here for that too.
Okay, last but certainly not least, there's Antony's Key Resort.
So this is a great little unique resort that's located on Sandy Bay, right in the Marine Park. It's about 12 kilometers from the Roatan Airport. So as you can see, nothing is too far. And they have just 56 bungalows, so really boutique style, with a restaurant and two bars. They've got a great pool, some live music going on. They have a convenience store, a spa, Wi-Fi, of course, is available. And they have shuttle service throughout the resort. And again, babysitting if someone does want to get out for the night and have some time in town, and you know, really great beach with great lounges and, you know, plapas.
Wonderful. Can you give us an idea of the prices?
Oh, so I just picked some prices from both Toronto and Montreal, and I picked the Media Luna, and which I love this property. So the Media Luna, actually the first one I'm going to give you is from Toronto for the Henry Morgan. Let's do that one first. So that would be July 3rd, because I thought, you know, people are done school, let's get out and see. Yeah. These prices can change at any time, right? And this is from Toronto for $10.99 with tax.
Wow. So that includes flight and all inclusive.
All inclusive. And from Montreal, we have the Media Luna. And this one's actually for July 2nd. And this is a four-star property. And this would be $12.99 with tax.
It's a pretty good price.
This is it.
You can't live in Canada for.
You can't go out every night of the week and enjoy a night out without
this. And what I really love about these accommodations on Roatan is that they're all kind of smaller. This is not, if you want, you know, the big 1,000, 2,000 room mega resort, well, don't come to Roatan. But if you like smaller, more boutique style, this is the place for you.
And I would also use the word authentic.
Yeah.
Right? Especially the Media Luna. I really found there was a huge authenticity. There's a lot of the dark wood. The property, you know, is spread out with the different villas and stuff, but it's very walkable. So it's kind of set up on a hilltop and you have beautiful, stunning views. So they all offer something very unique, which I think is hard to find now.
Yeah. And you get close to nature. And we'll talk more about nature later on in the show.
That's right.
Well, to start planning your own trip to this very different destination in the sun, Air Transat have a one-stop website at airtransat.com. Just choose Honduras from the drop-down menu in destinations on the homepage, and then let Air Transat start turning your plan into reality. You can also pick up the latest Air Transat brochure from your local travel agent and let them help you book your Roatan vacation. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Coming up, where can you find an eel garden, a bear den, and a spooky channel? Well, stay tuned to find out.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
Seeing the world through your radio. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Where can you find an underwater bear's den? Well, 8 meters under the surface of the Caribbean. Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where this week we're exploring Roatan, a beautiful island in the Western Caribbean and off the coast of Honduras. The bear's den is a vast and beautiful underwater cavern that is popular with divers. So come close to your radio as we go there in our minds. Looking closely at the rocks near the entrance, we notice tiny lettuce leaf sea slugs and a spotted drum. As we swim many meters into the cathedral-like bear's den, sunbeams scatter shafts of light that dance around on the sandy bottom. We lie on the sand and relax while watching glassy sweepers swim back and forth amongst the light beams. Well, this is just one of the many scuba diving experiences awaiting on the Honduran island of Roatan, with our expert guide from Air Transat, Susan Coyman. Well, Susan, this destination truly is a diver's paradise.
Oh, it sure is. You know, Roatan is known as the most beautiful diving destinations in the Caribbean. There's an estimate of 176 dive sites around the island, with a dive site for every ability, which I think is very important. There are roughly about 82 easy sites to get your feet wet, about 72 advanced sites for a little bit more excitement, and they have 12 expert sites and technical sites as well, for 10 about those. So you can actually take it, you know, your Roatan dive vacation, check it out, go see a different site every day with your ability.
Wow, fantastic. And there really are some incredible underwater experiences just awaiting the divers.
Oh, there sure is. So maybe you want to go see some dolphins. I know you like to see the sharks, Chris.
Yes.
The sea turtles, eels as well. So these waters are just one of the best in the world to go see the whale sharks. So especially between May and September.
Right.
So they have caves that are like 1,000-foot coral walls with spectacular sea sponges that really just await.
So I'm heading off to Roatan on an Air Transat vacation. How do I experience these underwater wonders?
Well, of course, it's important that you bring your PADI certification with you, or equivalent as well. And this is, you know, Air Transat, we're going to make it easy for you by offering some really great dive packages. So we have dive packages that start about $395, and that's for 10 dives.
Wow.
And that's 2 dives a day over 5 days. That includes 1 night dive. Unlimited shore dives and diving equipment's also included, and that's actually for travel until August 27. So we have all summer to take advantage of that. That's an excellent deal, and that's a package that you can actually add on to your hotel package with us.
It is a great deal, and that really makes me want to make clear that this is probably one of the best value destinations for divers anywhere in the world.
That's right.
Now, if you don't have diving certification, your Air Transat representative on the island can help you find a reputable local dive shop to take the course and get certification.
Well, that's actually what our great versatile team at Air Transat is there to do, to help, to assist with any questions and how to guide you through that as well.
So I've got my PADI license, and so does my son, and he's dived extensively in Roatan and just raves about it. So let's talk about some of the dive sites on the island. And I'd recommend, for starters, Mandy's Eel Garden. It's a great place for beginners. You've got magical formations of corals and sponges, and then a sloping white sand gives the place a dreamlike quality that no other dive site on Roatan. And as the name implies, there is a garden of eels down at about 65 feet. Huge white shallow sand patches make it ideal for students on their very first dive. And it's perfect for snorkeling, as the top of the wall is only about 20 feet.
And yes, we shouldn't forget, though, that the snorkeling is also really wonderful in Roatan, too.
Yep, I would probably want to try out Spooky Channel for that. It's a very different snorkel or dive. If you're diving, you go through a deep channel that links the lagoon with the outer reef, and then the channel is shallow to begin with, but then it reaches a maximum depth of almost 90 feet, and it's about 50 feet across at the widest point. And if you look up, you discover what makes this dive so famous. The walls of the channel slowly close in above you. And when they're only a few feet from the surface, the walls are actually only about 6 feet apart. And you can make out this beautiful ribbon of light 80 feet above you.
So, Chris, why is it called spooky?
Well, called spooky because of this low level of light. And it's also why you find a large number of low-light corals, which you normally only find in the very deep depths of the ocean. So fascinating rock structures, swim-throughs, lobster and starfish really makes it an unforgettable place.
So knowing that you're a diver, Chris, what would be your next dive choice?
Oh, undoubtedly hole in the wall, because this has something for everyone. You begin in about 40 feet of water on a sand chute home to the shy yellowhead jawfish. And it takes you down through a hole in the wall, opening out at about 100 feet. And novices can ascend a little and enjoy the spectacular wall on the right, while the more advanced divers can descend down the sand slope, leveling out above the abyss that then drops thousands of feet. Then you can slowly make your ascent up and along the wall where shoals of Creole wrasse and blue tang thrive. And I'd also maybe hope to see some eagle rays and some turtles.
So I know that divers love to explore old wrecks, and Roatan definitely doesn't disappoint either, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I'd recommend El Aguila. This is another Roatan classic dive site. The ship was actually an old beached cargo vessel that's 287 feet long. It was bought by Antony's Key Resort, one of the Transat resorts, to create an artificial reef.
And of course, you can go to Antony's Key Resort with Transat.
Yes, you can. This wreck was sunk in 1993, but then in 1998, it was smashed into pieces by Hurricane Mitch. And the wreck was then thoroughly cleaned before it was sunk, so there was no environmental impact on the reef, but it's perfect for diving in and around because there's no obstacles to worry about.
So whether you snorkel or dive, watching the colorfish is amazing.
Oh, it's all about the fish, isn't it? And if you really want to see them in all their splendor, I'd suggest diving in Peter's Place. It's the place in Roatan for the big groupers. It has a beautiful wall teeming with Creole wrasse, and there's always at least four big groupers and sometimes even bigger dog snapper. The dive is perfect for close-up photography of these gentle giants. And the reef offers interesting formations, sandy patches around 45 feet, and on the wall, there's great canyons and overhangs. The site also offers something really unique. It's an ancient waterfall, and it gives us a glimpse of what the island would have been like during the last ice age, when the sea level was much lower than it is today. And if you're lucky, free-swimming moray eel can be found too.
So, Chris, we have time for one more recommendation. There are so many dive sites in Roatan.
There are, and I would like to say, too, this isn't just for divers, it's for snorkelers as well. This wonderful undersea world that opens up in Roatan. And one more, I would maybe suggest Texas, and it's called Texas because everything is on such a huge scale. It's unspoiled beauty at its best. Get huge barrel sponges, some big enough to hide inside, and they're scattered everywhere across the plains down below. And glorious corals, housing every type of Caribbean reef fish like the queen triggerfish and the black durgan. And then you get rare fish like the Atlantic spadefish and the sargassum triggerfish. You can also find these amongst the coral patches. You have to be patient because these are really shy fish and they dart back into their holes if they see you coming. And what I love about it is usually there is a wonderful current that runs east to west. So it makes it so easy just to glide across the plains at 50 feet down. Anyone can enjoy the plains of Texas, but right out on the walls calls for a little bit more experience because the actual wall top at Texas is quite deep at about 100 feet or so. Well, we need to find out how people can go here and really enjoy all these underwater splendors.
Well, of course, you can go to airtransat.com or consult with your local travel agent as well, because they have all of our brochures and they know the Transat product as well.
Yeah. And again, worth reiterating, you don't have to have a paddy license to enjoy all of this. You can get your paddy license. It's a wonderful way of combining a vacation and actually getting your license. So much more civilized than up here in Canada in the cold water, too.
That's right.
And there are a lot of Transat excursions, too, that allow you to go out snorkeling if you haven't got your paddy license. And see so much of this.
And from some of these hotels, you can actually just leave and just walk right out and do some snorkeling, especially from the Henry Morgan Bay. It's a really great adventure.
Because everyone talks about the Great Barrier Reef off Australia, which is magnificent, of course. But this is the number two reef in the entire world, the Mesoamerican Reef, and it goes right along the whole length of the island of Roatan.
Yes.
So you're right. You can literally walk out from these resorts and you're there. It is fantastic. So don't worry if you can't remember all the information that we're giving you on the show today. It's waiting for you at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website as well. And you'll find a link to my travel notes where we've got pages and pages of useful trip planning information. Well, you're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Coming up, Where did Blackbeard and Henry Morgan go for some R&R after all their pirating adventures? Stay tuned to find out.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Coxon's Cave is reputed to be a real pirate's cave, complete with hidden buried treasure. Who knows if that's true? The cave is on the Honduran island of Roatan, which was certainly a big pirate's base in the 17th century. Henry Morgan and Blackbeard, amongst others, hung out here after plundering on the high seas. Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where we're finding out all about Roatan, a pirate base of old which is now an up-and-coming destination in the Caribbean for Canadians. Coxon's Cave can be visited on one of the Air Transat excursions that allow guests to experience this destination up close and personal. So, in this part of the show, I want to ask our guest Susan Coyman of Air Transat about how best to explore this little island paradise. And Susan, let's start with Roatan's pirate days.
Yes, very exciting. Roatan has a rich history of pirate on the islands. Lots of pirates there. So the island became a hideout for the French, the English, and the Dutch pirates who would intercept and conquer the Spanish cargo vessels en route to Europe, loaded with gold and other treasures. So it's estimated by the 17th century that there were approximately 5,000 pirates, 5,000, living on Roatan and the Bay Islands. So some of the names that you may recognize, Henry Morgan, so we have a hotel named after him, right? Exclusive to Transat. Our friend, Mr. Blackbeard, John Coxon and Van Horn, one of these actually ruled the shores of the water, those guys.
Wow.
So they were once the rulers of those waters.
Now you can see Coxon's Cave, which was presumably named after the John Coxon pirate, on one of Air Transat's excursions, I believe.
You sure can. So at Gumbalimba Park, there's a half-day tour that you actually get to explore Roatan's flora and fauna, where you get to hold monkeys and parrots in your arms and discover the cave where the pirates used to hide. You can also zip line through those tropical forests. There's about 12 platforms, which is a great fun day for that, too. And it's a really great lush setting for it.
Now, I've seen one of the videos on that on the Air Transat website.
Yes.
It looks real fun. Now, this trip to Gumbalimba Park is just one of the many excursions, of course, that Air Transat makes available to vacationers on the island.
Yes. So Air Transat, we offer excursions to explore the island, including like ecotourism, as I mentioned, zip lining, sport fishing. That's a big one, too. The glass boat on boat tours, the botanical gardens, and of course, the iguana farm.
Okay, well, we should talk about some of these. And I particularly like the full day's tour to Barbaretta and Pigeon's Cay.
Yes, I do too. And that's actually one of our features in our brochure. So you can actually set sail to the battlefields of the pirates.
Wow.
You get to explore all the shipwrecks and the starfish as you actually go skin diving along the coral reef. Then you can stop to have a nice little barbecue on this little deserted island at Pigeon Cay.
There's also an opportunity to get up close and personal with dolphins.
You definitely can. You can go and learn all about these beautiful creatures, interact with them, go snorkeling, and just spend the day with them as well.
Now, if you want to go exploring the mangroves, which I always think is such a wonderful little ecosystem in itself, then there's a trip for that.
We have a snorkeling trip that goes to, there and to Jones Bay, Jonesville Bay, which is, you know, a half-day trip there. And you get to go to a little local restaurant, go to the local fishing village, have a nice little lunch there. It's really quite unique.
I think maybe the most laid-back excursion here on what is, after all, a laid-back island anyway, is the Sunset Cruise.
Yes, and it actually goes right from Henry Morgan, which is great. So it's a half-day tour that you can actually get out and discover the local marine life in all of its glory while you're snorkeling, so which is really quite nice. You can just jump off the boat and go snorkeling there, see all the mangroves, the dolphin lagoon, and you actually end with a very spectacular sunset over the waters of the Caribbean. So very nice.
Maybe with a sundowner as well.
Yes.
Now, if you're only going to do one, then perhaps the best way of seeing as much of Roatan as possible is on the Air Transat Island tour.
Right. And that's actually an 8-hour tour. So it's full day, and which is really great out to get out there and explore. And you do get to really one end of the island to the other. So it's called the Roatan's Culture and Customs there. So it includes visits to the Mayan Eden Park, the Iguana Farm, the Rum Company, and the Chocolate Factory. So you also get a really nice typical lunch, which is also part of the tour.
Okay, I like the idea of the rum company and the chocolate factory.
Me
the two
too.
Together, and you've got a perfect combination. Well, Rowantown really does have this rich history, and as we heard, it was a hideout for not only the English pirates but the French and the Dutch as well. And they'd intercept and conquer these cargo vessels with tons and tons of gold and silver from the New World, and then in 1797, 2,000 black Caribs were left on the island by the British, and the settlement at Punta Gorda was established, and the Garifuna people, as they have become known, still live there to this day. Now, the British actually ruled the Bay Islands from the late 1700s right up until 1862, when it was returned to Spain and then ultimately became part of Honduras. And in 2001, UNESCO proclaimed the language, the dance, and the music of the Garifuna people as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity. So any visitor to Roatan needs to seek out this unique Garifuna cultural heritage, and they can do that, of course, with Air Transat.
Yes, so Punta Gorda is the place to go, and the Punta Gorda village authenticity will charm you with its really small but simple houses that are multicolored, and they're actually made of wood or straw. And you get to go mingle with the locals, which is a beautiful, colorful tradition there, with the dance show as well that they're going to give you. And also tempted by the beautiful hand creations such as the shell jewelry and the wooden decorative objects.
And for more local color, travelers should perhaps try Oak Ridge Cay towards the other end of the island.
So Oak Ridge Cay is a quiet port village that's located in the shores of the Parrot Tree. So, but more to the east, and it has actually the oldest community of fishermen in all of Roatan. So take an old colorful rowboat out to the mangroves, get to see all the view of these houses that are on stilts. Along the way, you get to listen from your guide. They'll inform you about the Oak Ridge.
And you've got to take your camera too, because these old houses and the communities, it's such a beautiful place to take some photographs.
So it's absolutely charming. Absolutely charming. Really great spot.
Now, the island has just one main winding road. It's called the Carretera Principal, and it stretches about 60 kilometres along the seashore and links all the villages from the west end, well, yeah, to the east end. And it's a lovely drive in itself, but sooner or later, you are going to come to the far western end of the island and to West End Village.
It's a nice leisurely afternoon to go to that West End Village. It has one main coastal road that overlooks the local restaurants with small boutiques on one side and numerous piers and fishing and diving boats all on the other side. So take some time, take a sip, nice sip of coffee at the cafe, take a water taxi over the Half Moon Bay Beach where you can swim with the Roatan's crystal clear waters that are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lovely laid-back community and a laid-back island. This is really where you go for total R&R, isn't it?
It is. And like I said, you know, it really is a hidden little treasure. So if you haven't been, you've tried a lot of places, you've got to get out there.
Now, Air Transat have got an interesting option here. It's a twin center option that allows you to explore the island even more.
Well, we do. We have our duo, which we've set up really nicely. Of course, in Roatan, you're going to stay in the east side where you're going to be the Media Luna. Okay. Then you're going to move over to the west side to the Henry Morgan. And we're going to give you the transfers, of course, right, in between to and from the airport as well. So if someone wants to go dive, you've got one site there for two different locations, really. And it's a really great, nice mix. So you might have a more of a lively side for that week, and then you can go relax with the little more quieter side.
So when you were on the island recently, what was the biggest surprise that the island had for you?
You know, the authenticity of it, because yeah, sometimes when we do these travels and things have been
you
more commercialized.
I mean, you're traveling almost every week.
Yes, I am. But, you know, this one really stands out. The people were great. I felt really safe there. I enjoyed the hotels. I enjoyed the experience. And it was something different for me. I've done a lot of the different travels in, you know, Central America, South and Central America, but this was on my list. So I'm happy that I got to fly with Air Transat and have that experience.
So this is the place if you want laid back, you want smaller resorts. Obviously, if you want diving, it's great. Or if you just like sticking your face underwater in the snorkel and mask,
yes,
this is a great destination for
it
you.
It sure is. And, you know, there is, like I said, some liveliness to it, but the R&R is there as well. Yeah. You can go out to the local restaurants and pubs and bars, and it's a really great experience.
Well, I want to talk more about the glorious beaches of Roatan in the next part of the show. But for now, do check out the website airtransat.com. Some great videos on there, by the way, too.
Really great.
The destination. Gives you a really nice idea of it. And you can also pick up the brochure, the Air Transat brochure from your travel agent. And to help you research more about Roatan, you'll find destination pages, travel notes, and more at the Travel Show website, which is chrisrobinsontravelshow.com. So, what on earth is a monkey lala? Well, you can find out not one, but two answers to this question in the next part of the show.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
What the world needs now is more of the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
What's a monkey lala? Well, it isn't a monkey at all. It's actually a reptile, and it's also a drink, which just might be preferable. To find out more about them, do come with us on this final part of the show to the unique and sometimes downright quirky island of Roatan. It bathes in the Caribbean sunshine and is set amidst pristine coral reefs off the northern coast of Honduras in the Western Caribbean. Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where I'm in the company of Susan Coyman of Air Transat, because Air Transat are the way to go when it comes to vacationing in Roatan. And Susan, Air Transat is known very much as a family-friendly vacation company. So is Roatan a suitable destination for the kids?
Oh, it definitely is. And of course, flying Air Transat makes it even better because we've won a lot of different family-friendly awards, which we're really quite proud of. And on board Air Transat, we have something very unique. We have a kids club that is absolutely free. So all you have to do is go ahead and register your kids or the kids you're traveling with at airtransat.com. And this way, when they get on the aircraft, we're going to call them on first. They don't have to line up at the airports. We have a whole family check-in area. And they're going to get some great surprises on board as well. They're going to get a lanyard with their name on it. They're going to get some, you know, activities to keep them busy for about 4 hours, which is perfect for this flight with maybe a little nap. And just make sure that everyone does get registered so they don't miss out on this. Like I said, it's an absolutely free program. And it's with airtransat.com. And it's great. We've actually made the registration online even easier this year.
Well, and when the kids get to the island, when the grown-ups get to the island too, they are going to love the beaches of Roatan.
Yes, they sure will. So they're lovely, they're safe, they're absolutely just gorgeous, and they're great for the kids, right? Because they can walk out for quite some time, so it's still shallow for them as well. Really accessible to all the different wildlife. It's absolutely amazing.
West Bay Beach, I was looking at, Lonely Planet, who we always recommend as the great guide people to go to, they describe this particular beach on Roatan as pitch perfect because it's got all the amenities, including restaurants and pubs and water sports, etc. But it's got this most perfect beach there. And I guess you remember it from your visit.
Yeah, perhaps this is the most perfect beach, I think. It is absolutely stunning. It's really beautiful. And like you said, Lonely Planet, really, if they're saying it, it's got to be good, right? Because these guys know their stuff for sure. So if you're looking for something different off the beaten path, and this is generally it, it's on the north coast and it's less visited. So it's not as crowded, which is nice as well. And it has really beautiful snorkeling, great conditions, and Air Transat, of course. We offer some excursions there, so to the less travel part of that island.
It makes it nice and easy. Now, something else that kids love is wildlife, and Roatan has got plenty of opportunities there too.
I think probably the most than ever. So we have the Tropical Treasure Bird Park. That's a great excursion there. So it's a brilliant tropical colors of charming personalities in Honduras of their parrots, the macaws, the toucans. They're also on display, actually, at the Beachside Bird Park in Sandy Bay.
I love the toucans in particular. They're such an absurd bird with that beak, but they're just
gorgeous. And this park really does show off the scarlet macaws, the green macaws, the blue, the gold, and the white crown parrots. I mean, the list goes on. And this really is a true bird park because it's got every bird you can imagine that's tropical there.
I think it's probably time for me to disclose this first version of that monkey lala that I talked about, because it's one that moves around quite a bit, and children and grown-ups too should keep an eye out for a scurrying motion on the ground, specifically near brush areas on Roatan. And what you might catch a glimpse of is a small lizard. And it's bigger than the geckos you're going to see everywhere, but it's smaller than the iguanas you'll find sunbathing actually up in the trees. Because these lizards are also known as basilisks, and they're often called Jesus lizards because they sometimes walk on water. Their quick moving legs enable them to basically skim right across the surface, not even breaking the surface tension because of their speed. And on Roatan, these little lizards are called monkey lalas. And they're really entertaining to watch because they kind of toss their heads back dramatically and run across the ground on their back two legs. And they're really quick, so it's very tough to photograph them, but kids love to hunt them for sure. And there's also an iguana farm, actually, while we're thinking of wildlife.
There sure is. So they have the Arches Iguana Farm and Marine Park, where they have over 4,000 5,000 different iguanas that are roaming there freely through 12 different acres of a protective haven. So if you want to see any different type of iguana, this is the place. You can actually get up close and personal, and visitors can pet them. They can feed them. They're very friendly reptiles, and the feeding time is actually best for the iguanas when they're handled there too. So they have the handlers there to help out, so not to worry about that. And each year, the iguanas are released to the wild. So that's great. And they're helping maintain the native reptiles population on the island. So there's definitely a great purpose for these guys, right? Even though they're quite unique looking for sure.
They're so prehistoric.
They really are.
Iguanas.
You know, lots of other creatures, of course, on site there, like monkeys, rescue sea turtles. So this is a really great family trip for sure.
Yeah, we saw wonderful iguanas in the Galapagos, but you don't have to go quite so far to see these.
No.
There's a wonderful botanical garden, the Carambola Gardens, I believe, too, on Roatan.
Yes, and that's actually set on 40 acres. And they have lots of jungle trails as well. Perfect place for hiking, wildlife, scenic photography, ecotours, bird watching, and of course, relaxation, which seems to be the theme for today,
right? Yeah, it does seem to be a thread running through everything,
doesn't
it? Yes,
you can see the monkeys there scurry along, lots of great plants. Orchards, you know, it's great species are there, lots of fruits, nuts, so very tropical.
Well, evening is approaching, and talking of relaxing, maybe it's time to arrange for a babysitter for the kids at the resort and head out and sample some of the tropical island nightlife. What do you think?
Well, I think that sounds great because the West End really features a wide variety of bars and restaurants, which we kind of touched on earlier. Really lively, lively area. So the evenings in the West End, you know, kind of tend from the north to the south. Right? From the West End Road, that where the sunset goes with the drinks. All the sundowners are there, right? Right for the landing. They go for the late night drinks at the Blue Marlin and the Nova Bar. So those are the features that you want to go visit when you're there.
I think you might have sampled one or two of these on your trip.
Maybe. Virtually mandatory to start at the sundowners. Enjoy drinks while watching all the sun go down over this beautiful bay. The sundowner shuts around 10, right? So the whole bar shuts down. And actually 50 meters down the street, they kick off the Purple Turtle.
So
where you can go
and
enjoy live music. It doesn't end. So it's really great. And the Purple Turtle closes around midnight. So you can either go back or from there, you can continue on to the Nova Bar.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that brings me neatly to the second type of monkey lala on Roatan, which is the drink of Roatan. It's named after those little lizards that walk on water and dramatically scurry to and fro with their heads held high, because the monkey lala drink makes you feel just the same way. Each bartender has their own version of the drink with a few little changes that make it unique. So typically, a monkey lala contains vodka, rum, Baileys, Kahlua and coconut cream all blended together with ice into a frozen cocktail. And most bartenders will swirl in some chocolate sauce to add a little extra zing as well, which offers you a sugar rush in a cold glass as you enjoy another one of those beautiful Roatan sunsets.
Well, I think, Chris, we should have a monkey lala before we end the show.
I think so, don't you? I'm in the mood.
Me too.
I think just before we do that, maybe we should get into the nuts and bolts of how you vacation on this island hideaway. How do you get there?
So, of course, on board with Air Transat, the number one leisure airline in North America from Montreal and Toronto. We're flying weekly this summer from both destinations. And, of course, we have our many different resorts there, of course. We talked about the Media Luna, which is a little more quieter resort, kind of set up on a hilltop. We have our friends at the Henry Morgan, which is a more lively, very, you know, featured at the beach. Lots of people snorkeling, walking around, having a drink there as well. And we also have Anthony's Key, amongst others. Anthony's Key is more... you know, very smaller boutique, under 60 rooms, but they're all there with Air Transat. You can take a look at them. We've been selling this destination for a very long time, and it's only getting better because now we're running into the summer due to demand.
Fantastic. So if you want to go this summer, what do you do? How do you book?
So you can go to airtransat.com. Our new brochures are actually on their way out into the market. We're just weeks away from them getting out there, of course, or visit with your travel agent, contact your travel agent, or you can call our booking center as well.
And you got some great prices too.
We have some very good prices. So, you know, I just picked the Henry Morgan because I think it's a great spot for everybody. I picked August 21st. So let's get that trip in before school starts. And I have a Toronto price of $9.39 with tax. Prices can change at any time, right? But this also gives you some room if you want to add on that dive package. You know, it still makes it quite affordable.
Well, quick insider's tip from Air Transat.
We have a great early booking promotion that's out there right now. We launched back May 1st, mm-hmm. and it goes till June 30th. And you actually get the ability to have travel from November 1 to April 30. And you just have a $100 deposit per person. We're going to give you a $50 future travel voucher. And if you book anything with the Transat Distinction or the Luxury Collection, we're also going to give you free option plus on board our aircraft, which is worth $109. And, you know, all these great departures, of course, that we're offering, like we're talking about today. And you can actually modify your trip dates up to 21 days prior to departure. So if you can't go,
no reason not to
book. No questions asked. Absolutely. It's a very good booking incentive. It starts May 1st till June 30 is a booking period. November 1 to April 30 is the travel dates.
Get out there and book.
That's it.
Ah, well, time, sadly, to leave the idyllic shores of Roatan and return to the real world. Susan, thank you for your insights on this little-known destination and for your advice, as always, on how to get it right when we plan and book an all-inclusive vacation to the sun. It's always fun to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great show. I love this area. I hope you all get out to go and explore it with Air Transat. We're waiting for you. We're welcoming you at all the airports there to get on board, and we'll see you on board one day.
Well, as we turn to our monkey Lalas, perhaps thank you for listening to The Travel Show. I hope that we've sparked a travel bug in you that inspires you to get out there and make it happen. Do remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let your journey commence. And for now, adios and cheerio from The Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. And this week, the travel show itself is the news. Because after 15 years of continuous broadcasts every Saturday on destinations from every continent, each one designed to persuade you to get up and go, we're taking our own good advice. Yes, we're getting up and going. This will be our last broadcast for a while as the travel show takes a sabbatical to do some serious travelling of our own. It's been a wild and wonderful journey with you, our listeners. Over the years, we've broadcasted from an ice-strengthened expedition vessel off the coast of Baffin Island. In the days of our live broadcasts, we sent out a show from the deserted studios of the Australian Broadcasting Company in Hobart, Tasmania, at 3 a.m. local time, and at 1 a.m. from the fun-filled city of Victoria in Hong Kong during Chinese New Year celebrations. Dara and I renewed our vows on a desert island on one show. And never work with animals. I've interviewed Pete and Penny Penguin in the radio studio whilst trying to avoid the penguin poop, and been spiked by Darwin the echidna from Down Under. More recently, I was taping a segment in the Galapagos when a curious sea lion ambled up to the mic to be heard. Among the more crazy moments were my attempts to provide an interview on the finish line of the Barbados Marathon after running 42 kilometres in the tropical heat. And on another trip, with a microphone taped to my chest as I jumped from the top of the Sky Tower in Auckland, New Zealand, on what was then the world's highest bungee jump. On that occasion, my eloquence failed me, as all that was recorded was a blood-curdling scream. When we first broadcast the show, there was only the show. Over the years, we've added a website brimming over with travel content to help you plan your trips to the destinations on the show. Then came regular e-newsletters and travel blogs, allowing listeners to travel with me for the on-location shows. Daily Facebook posts have covered everything from the shows to travel news, deals and quizzes. More recently, the travel show Pinterest boards have added a splash of colour to destinations that we've covered on the show. Our sabbatical will allow us more time to host trips with listeners. This year, we're hosting a 10-day journey along Ireland's wild Atlantic Way with EF Go Ahead Tours in September, and a 17-day trip to the hilltop towns of Italy with Senior Discovery Tours in October. Next year, in April, you can come with us on a week's river cruise on the Danube with Viking Cruises. All the details can be found on the Travel Show website, of course, and we'd love to meet you in person on these trips. So, do add the ChrisRobinsonTravelShow.com website to your favourites for when you come to plan your next trip. Because I hope that over the years, we have managed to inspire you to see more of the world. And all the social media associated with the show will remain live as we see more of the world ourselves. My grateful thanks to all of those who have been a part of the show over the years. Dan and the Zuma team, especially Andre here in the studio. Our many travel industry partners, including Susan, the voice of Transat. And to our gracious hosts all around the world from our on-location shows. But most of all, to my life partner and my business partner, Dara, who has always been the heart and the brains behind the show. Together, we are off to spend time with our sons this summer in Rome and Zurich, and along the way, we'll tick off some of our bucket list destinations, starting alphabetically with Albania. I haven't yet been everywhere, but it's certainly on my list. Remember, we travel not to escape life, but for life not to escape us. As St. Augustine said, the world is a book, and those who do not travel read only a page. So for now, it really is goodbye and cheerio from the Chris Robinson Travel Show.